Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Powerful Babe podcast with your host, Sarah Rolak. On today's episode, we are going to be going over how you are most likely, well, you are manifesting your bad circumstances in your life. And I'm going to share examples in my life of when I have, looking back on my life and now being more self-aware of what manifestation is, what energy work is, what I coincidentally, well, I don't even know if you want to say coincidentally, I manifested things that I didn't want happening in my life to happen. And yeah, that's pretty much the start of this episode. Also, if you have not already subscribed to the podcast, please go ahead, give this podcast a subscribe. I almost said thumbs up, even though I haven't made a YouTube video in a while. That's kind of my punchline for that. And if you're new here, this is kind of the flow of the podcast. I don't have complete structure of the podcast, as in, like, I just kind of like to go with the flow here, free thought, all of that. But thank you so much for tuning into this episode. And as someone who has dealt with a lot of trauma in my life and have had bad things happen to me previously, I am going to empathize with everyone who has also had bad things happen to your in your life. And this might be upsetting to a lot of people when I'm saying essentially you are the reason for your trauma and whatnot. But I don't want to put blame on anyone. Like, I don't want to sit here and be like blaming you for it, because at the time of, you know, your trauma or whatever bad things happening to you, you were just doing what you were doing with the knowledge that you had at that current time, which is liberating. It's a liberating thought to think that, because obviously if you knew that, you know, what energy you put out, you attract, then a lot of the things wouldn't have happened. I don't want to say wouldn't have happened, because I don't, you know, I don't know everyone's life, but just reflecting upon my own life, I can tell that if I knew what I knew now and whatnot, my life probably would have panned out a little bit differently. And also, however, I do want to say that I don't know if I would be the person I am today without what has happened to me, but we put symbolism on certain things in our life. Ourselves, we're the ones who make meaning of things. So, yeah, I just want to start off with that, because this topic might be a little triggering for some people. And I'm not here to, like, point fingers. I'm like, you're the blame, because you're educating yourself now in this. I mean, hopefully, if you are listening to this podcast, it's so you can make better decisions to ultimately become the most powerful version of yourself and live your dream life and create your dream life. So I'll just go off. So first of all, what do I mean when I say you are the reason for bad things happening to you? And I've said, you know, this is just like the key component in law of attraction and manifestation work, is that what you put out, you get in, right? And just with that methodology, or whatever you want to call it, and I've explained this already on a different podcast, but you know when you feel like something bad happens to you in the morning or something like that, and you just hold on to that energy of what happened, and then you're like, things just keep happening, bad things just keep happening to you. Like, I knew it. Like, I knew this was going to happen. And also, speaking things into existence is super powerful, because then that creates, that is put out into the world, and that's going to come back to you. So if you're like, God, I always, like, I'm always so tired in the morning, then you're always going to be so tired in the morning. Or, you know, I always get nails in my car, I'm always having car problems, you're probably always going to have car problems. Just simple things like that. So, I mean, not so simple for other things, but I don't want to speak on super serious things, because me personally, I still haven't figured out what was the reasoning behind why that happened to me. Certain things have happened to me. And actually, just speaking on it right now, I am getting a little bit of clarity. And I guess as far as like trauma goes, like, I had abusive parents, I had neglective parents, and I was sexually assaulted twice in my life. Both were super traumatizing, but the first time I was sexually assaulted, they almost raped me, and that was very obviously traumatizing. And the second time was actually at my old job, where one of the customers, like, grabbed my face and tried to kiss me in a hallway when I worked at a spa. And that was super traumatizing. And I don't want to go, obviously, that's like as much detail as I'm feeling comfortable even saying. But, and I had an abusive boyfriend, verbally, and he did physically hurt me once. And I just lived a very, like, me personally, from what I can remember as like a teenager, even like middle school, you know, like, my parents were divorced and stuff like that, and just a lot of toxic people and toxic energy was pushed in my life. And I, you know, was surrounded by that, which made me feel like, okay, this is how my life is. Horrible. Fucking horrible. And me holding on to all that emotional damage and trauma and feeling not worthy, not loved, all of that essentially created things to happen to match that energy. So I guess you could say, you know, now that I'm speaking on it, I'm getting clarity on, you know, when I was assaulted. And it's because that was, I was putting out the energy of, you don't deserve love, so to speak, right? I haven't really, you know, thought about that too much, but just speaking on it, that was like one of the things that I haven't gotten full clarity on. So now that I'm speaking on that, actually, that does make sense a lot. And, you know, with my abusive parents, you know, I really don't talk about what I went through, like, childhood, because I don't want to, it's a part of me, yes, right? But I don't want to hold on to that victim mentality. Like, yes, there's a difference between, like, speaking what happened in your story, and there's also you suffocating yourself in that storyline and victim mentality, and having those beliefs of, you know, I'm not worthy of love, that, you know, whatever it may be, if you can hold on to that, and I'm never going to be successful, I'll never find love, I'm always going to be out of shape and unhealthy, whatever it may be for you, like, you can hold on to that and have that be your life, because yes, that has happened to you in the past, but you have the power to shift, to not make that your reality, because we are all energy. And so when you sit and fester into the past, that is what you are creating into your reality. And when you're anxious about your future and, oh my God, you know, this happened to me. I've always had abusive boyfriends, and you're looking into the future. You're like, in my future, I'm going to have an abusive boyfriend. Well, yeah, you just said it. It's like, well, you know, it keeps happening to me. Yeah, because you are keeping that energy. You know, same with money. You know, I grew up in, like, not a, like, I wouldn't say poor, but we were okay as, like, kids, as far as I remember, and my parents divorced, and, like, money was, like, there's always fights about money, blah, 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 and then I moved in with my dad, blah, 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 just so negative money mindset, and that's something that I've gotten a million times better at, and I'm not stuck in that mindset, but from what I want to achieve in my life, I know that I know it's possible, and it's in my reality, and now I trust the universe because I know I'm worthy of it, right? And this is just me going off of what I have been through and gone through, because I can only speak for myself, but I can share the knowledge with you guys, because you need to just trust the universe, because once you have, you know, gone through the process of knowing, you know, what it is, whatever, and you let it go and you say, universe, I am a badass, I'm a multimillionaire, anything I want in life, I get, I am worthy of love, I am worthy of being happy, my life is peaceful and filled with purpose, and you put that into the universe. You put it out there. It's a boomerang. That is going to come back to you. Is that a good analogy for everybody? I really hope it is. So essentially, to circle back to the negative things happening in your life, I mean, for the majority of us, we all kind of have similar, like, umbrellaed things happening to us. Right now, one of the major things is money. And especially with money. And, well, yeah, we'll just go with that right now. Like, the government and the media and, you know, the big whoever, them, they understand the power of energy. You know, that's the manifestation, law of attraction. It's a real legit thing that people do. So when you are focusing on the negative, like, that's why they push out some fear-based media, because they know that that will be your life. You will sit there and absorb all that in, and you will essentially, if you're not quote-unquote awakened or quote-unquote aware of it, you will just keep that energy with you, because they don't want you to thrive. They want you to be in your little bubble and not aware of the world and not living your best life and not be able to attract anything you want in life and create your own reality. It's essentially about control. And I don't want to go too off topic about that. But, I mean, for example, when you see something shitty on social media or the news or wherever you get your whatever, you ultimately feel that way. And that's why I highly recommend you not watch the news or listen to bad things, because that becomes your life. What you surround yourself with and what you allow into your life is going to replicate itself and create and be that your reality, because we are putting out energy, whether we intentionally put out a certain energy or not. That's why it's like low vibration equals low vibration, high vibration equals high vibration. It's simple, but there's so many little subcategories to go through if you have a lot of traumas in your life and bad people and whatnot. And it's energy work, really. If you keep having bad things going on in your life, I want you to just observe what you are consuming daily, or what is around you daily. Do you have people who are low vibrational? Is your space that you live in at the vibration that you want it to be in? And if you like have coworkers, for example, because a lot of us, you know, are work in an environment, you know, obviously something like that, there's going to be negative people, but you can be an observer. I want you to know if you do have some people that you, you know, have to be around or whatnot that aren't necessarily pleasant and put a damper on your day, you are the only one who can allow yourself to have that energy in your life. You can sit and listen, but as you're listening, I do not claim this energy. You know, you don't have to say it out loud, obviously, but like in your head, just you choose what you want to allow to affect your life negatively and positively. So if you're around negative people, you know, that energy, like they literally have energy, and if they're standing there or sitting there, you know, doing that energy, you can feel icky and you start to get how they are feeling. And it's just ultimately shifting your beliefs and being aware and observing your surroundings and all aspects of life. Because unless you're a super strong-willed person, you can be easily influenced in the simplest, easy ways that you don't even realize. Like I said, like the media, like freaking your surroundings. But ultimately, you can change your surroundings but still feel like shit on the inside. So, and attract bad things. So you need to do internal work and external work, not just external, but you do need to do internal, and it would help a shit ton to do some external work too in order for you to allow for those good things to happen to you and for you. So yeah, I hope that was a good explanation. I know I went off topic a little bit in some areas, but you guys get the gist of it. And I really do want you guys to be an observer. Like, take a day, like, dedicate a whole day to really observe. Like, is this something positive? No. Oh, shit. Like, I literally, like, consume this an hour a day, and it doesn't make me feel good. And that's the energy you probably are attaching to yourself and not feeling good. So I hope that helps you guys. If you aren't already subscribed, please go ahead and do so. And you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Send me a message about topics that you want me to talk about. But I appreciate every listen and every single one of you. And I know you guys really like the last podcast, Manifestation Hack, so I might do that on the next one or do a few more of those. So I will see you on the next one. Bye.